From Dorothy, it's April 5, 2026, 12 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting Chief Justice amid Epstein file controversy. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her 14-month tenure at the Department of Justice. Trump named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche to serve as acting Attorney General immediately. Sources indicate the decision followed mounting frustration with Bondi handling of politically sensitive matters and her failure to prosecute Trump's political enemies. The handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigative files has been a central point of contention throughout her time in office. While Bondi was scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee on April 14th regarding her role in releasing these files, her firing has cast uncertainty over that proceeding. Todd Blanche has sought to distance the department from the Epstein controversy since assuming the acting role.
U.S. Special Operations Forces rescue the second crew member of an F-15 East Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. U.S. Spear says. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15 East Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace on Friday, President Donald Trump announced early Sunday. The operation concluded a high-stakes search and rescue mission that began after the aircraft was downed by Iranian fire. Both crew members were safely extracted from deep inside Iranian territory and returned to U.S. control. The downing of the F-15E represents the first time in over 20 years that an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire. A second U.S. aircraft, an A-10 Thunderbolt, was also reportedly struck by Iranian fire during the same period. During the rescue efforts with the F-15E crew, U.S. helicopters were targeted by Iranian fire while attempting to extract the personnel.
Israeli intelligence assists in the daring rescue of two American airmen from downed jets over Iran. Israeli intelligence provided assistance to U.S. forces during the mission, according to a Reuters report citing officials who spoke on condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of ongoing military operations. The downing of the jet occurred shortly after President Trump had publicly asserted that American forces were in total control. The incident represents a significant escalation in the war, which began with coordinated strikes by U.S. and Israeli forces against Iranian infrastructure 5 weeks ago. The aircraft was carrying a pilot and a weapons systems officer, both of whom ejected before the jet crashed. While one crew member was rescued near the crash site on Friday, the second remained missing as Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty for his capture.
The downing of two American aircraft contradicts the administration's narrative of total Iranian incapacitation. The downing of the F-15 and a subsequent A-10 Thunderbolt strike aircraft reported by multiple outlets, including NBC News and The Hill, directly contradicts the administration's narrative of total Iranian incapacitation. In addition to the F-15E, a second U.S. point U.S. Demonstration's narrative of total Iranian incapacitation. Aircraft was struck by Iranian fire on Friday while operating in the region. The incident complicates President Trump's recent assertions regarding the war effort. Less than 48 hours before the jet was downed, Trump claimed on social media that the U.S. military had completely decimated Iran's capabilities and threatened further destruction of the country's critical infrastructure. The rescue operation was complicated by further Iranian attacks on U.S. assets, including two military helicopters that were struck by fire during the recovery efforts, but managed to return safely.
President Trump confirms the successful extraction of both F-15 crew members from deep behind enemy lines. President Trump confirmed the successful extraction of both F-15 crew members in a social media post, describing the operation as one of the most daring search and rescue operations in U.S. history. He stated that all personnel involved were safe and out of Iranian airspace despite the loss of two aircraft. The rescue marks the recovery of both air crew members from a two-seat fighter jet, though the mission involved significant risk as U.S. forces operated deep behind enemy lines. The incident occurred less than 48 hours after President Trump declared that the U.S. military had completely decimated Iran's capabilities. According to multiple U.S. officials, the F-15E was struck by Iranian fire on Friday while conducting operations in southwestern Iran. The A-10 pilot was reported rescued separately near the Strait of Hormuz.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.